is six a day, and I don't have any problems with my stud horse capabilities or my circulation, but I like to take it as a preventative since I'm on the road a lot and consume hotel food and restaurant food on a regular basis. I do this as kind of as a protection.
Don, do you have anything to add about extra B vitamins and energy or maybe some other things?
Well, I think that's real good, but I also I think it's real essential if you're taking it for energy to be sure and take it twice a day for energy. Not just take it once a day, well, I'm going to take it in the morning, I'm going to have energy all day. Well, those vitamins are only going to last probably about 8 to 12 hours. So take another dose in the afternoon.
Well, thank you, Don. The next product let's go over, it would be the rainforest. Dr. Wallach, we hear a lot about the rainforest, and so...
Well, the herbal rainforest is another one of our liquid products, and it's actually part of the stud horse formula. Instead of using the plant-derived colloidal minerals, as we do in the pig pack, that's replaced with the herbal rainforest in the stud horse formula, and it still has the same 19,000 milligrams of the plant-derived colloidal minerals per quart as the plain minerals do, but in addition, it has 16 herbs in it, many of which are... wonderful male herbs, as they're called. Ginseng has been a herb used by the Chinese for 5,000 years. It's primarily a male herb. It gives you energy, which is good for that sexual activity, plus all your good business activity all day. And today is used by both men and women. But historically, it was only allowed to be used by men.
Now, I've heard some people say they like to take the rainforest whenever they're coming down with a cold. Is there anything in there that would help with the immune system?
Actually, there is. There's several things. Certainly, there's echinacea and golden seal, two great herbs which have antimicrobial activities as well as being immune system enhancers. There's licorice root, which is an anti-inflammatory, and so stops a lot of the itching and sneezing and sore throat and things that go along with the flu and the colds and so on. I really like the herbal rainforest, and I take it every time I feel a kind of that itchy eye thing or itchy nose just before you're going to get a cold. I'll take that. Of course, when I go home, get off the road, I switch from the pig pack to the stud horse formula.
When you use the rainforest in the stud horse formula, or anytime you use the rainforest, is that taken in addition to the minerals in the ultimate, or do you use that to replace, say, the minerals in the product?
This actually replaces the plant-derived colloidal minerals. Still has the same 19,000 milligrams per quart, but it has the 16 herbs in there in addition. Now, I should also tell you that the herbal rainforest also has passion flower in there, so that's for the softer side of the stud. Just works great.
Well, thank you, Dr. Wallach. Next, since we're talking about the immune system a little bit, there's another product that I'd like to talk about, and that's the selenium. We hear a lot about selenium and helping with the immune system. Dr. Wallach, can you enlighten us on
that?
Sure,
Blake. Well, first of all, selenium is the granddaddy of all the antioxidants. And the ultimate selenium product by American Longevity just puts together all of the most wonderful things about selenium. There's 300 micrograms of selenium per capsule, and it's in the selenomethionine form, which is the most absorbable form of solid selenium. Certainly the plant-derived colloidal selenium is more absorbable percentage-wise, but I like the 300 micrograms of the selenium in the ultimate selenium. It also has 5 milligrams of zinc, 2 milligrams of copper. It has 125 micrograms of chromium, 225 micrograms of vanadium, and it's got aspartic acid, again, which is the chelating agent, and it has bilberry extract and aloe vera extract, both of which are great herbs which will just enhance your immune system. And again, the granddaddy of all the antioxidants is selenium. It will protect you, according to the medical school at the University of Arizona, in a wonderful article in JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, December 25th, 1996. They say that you can reduce your risk of cancer by 50 to 80% just by taking 250 micrograms a day. Well, there's 300 micrograms in each capsule, and we recommend that people take at least one of those a day. Personally, again, being on the road and eating hotel and restaurant food, I take two of those with breakfast and two with dinner.
We talked about reducing the risk of cancer. If somebody already has cancer, Don, has there been any research done that's shown how selenium helps with the survivability of cancer?
Yes, there's been plenty of articles written on that. And it doesn't take that much of it just as a preventive.